Well, it's great to be here. For a few weeks, I've not been able to come in and feel comfortable doing this because I couldn't really see very well. I was having my computer screen about 6 inches away from me when I was at work and things like that. But over the last month, I have had
two successful cataract surgeries, so it is a blessing. I'll not say a miracle because God's hands guided everything that happened, but I am very, very glad to be back here with you in this capacity. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So this week we continue to head toward the end of our church year as we're getting ready to leave the season of Pentecost and approach the season of Advent, a time for preparation for the first arrival of the Messiah. Not surprising, the Gospel of Matthew for today focuses on being prepared. So how do you prepare for daily life? Do you take an umbrella with you on a cloudy morning? Do you set up the coffee maker the night before? Guilty there. Do you know what it is in your pantry, or what is in your pantry as you get ready to prepare for a meal? So if you're a follower of Jesus 50 years after his death, how would you now be preparing for the parousia, which in Greek is the return? It must have been quite difficult and perplexing for the followers of Jesus after his death. They've heard about his new heaven and new earth, whether from Jesus himself as a disciple or from the disciples that followed over the years. The Christian church is very new at this time, in its first 100-150 years. Their followers that believed Jesus' second coming would be almost immediate. But now nearly three generations have come and gone, and it hasn't happened yet. And here we sit, close to 1900 years later, and it still has not happened. As a human being, I struggle with many things in life. I especially struggle with the concepts of time and timing. I'm impatient. I'm overconfident. I often make mistakes. I think I'm ready and I'm prepared for that time. But I struggle every day to keep that steadfast faith that's required to be prepared. I get bored. I often get distracted, and very often I mix up my priorities and focus on the worldly more than I ever should. In today's gospel, Matthew sends us a reminder that worldliness is an important part of our lives, but it's also not the most important part. Lately, we've been quite invested, or at least we've been in the know of the worldly realm of politics. In case you haven't heard, there was a presidential election this past week. As I was preparing over the last couple of weeks, I was reading through some things, and in one of my distracted modes, I start looking at memes. And one of the memes was created around a church sign that said, "Be ready. Jesus is coming, and hopefully before the election." All kidding aside, though, this election cycle has been bitter. It's been divisive. It's still bitter. It's still divisive. To this point, until December 15th, technically, we don't know necessarily for a fact who the next president will be. Though we have a good idea with the media outlets and political figures and people that do polls, they have a pretty good idea at this point. The creators of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the social media list goes on. These folks didn't create their platforms to become a political battleground, or to put friends and family against one another. But it happened. Likewise, the foolish bridesmaids didn't plan to run out of oil before the bridegroom appeared either. But it happened. I've read this parable many times over the past few weeks preparing for this message and wondering what that parable would be like for us today. So as I read, researched, I ran across a modern day take that from a lady by the name of Yvette Tenney, and I've adapted it a little bit for us. Times tend to change, but people don't necessarily change, because we know that change is difficult. We're a tainted people. Christians make the same excuses for serving and for not serving. So as you listen, I'm sure you'll be able to figure out which of our characters are wise and which of these are foolish, which ones are prepared and which ones are not. Hello, I'm Tommy Talk-A-Lot. When I visit with a friend, I have so much to say. I'll tell you about my baseball card collection, my dog, my cat, my kids, my clothes, my house. I will tell you about my aches and pains, my present, my past, and my future plans. I listen in every conversation, but just long enough to turn the conversation to my favorite subject, me. And I'm an expert at that. Hello, I'm Larry Listener. My ministry to be like Jesus is not a simple task. I have to put myself on hold and try to hear my sister's heart. She may have a hidden hurt that I will miss if I don't listen to her words. I must listen with my eyes as well. She may tell me volumes in the way she speaks and what she doesn't say. I pray daily for my sister because I know that I am a messenger for Jesus. I must learn to be her friend. You see, my sister must know that I care about her life in order for her to share her troubles. I have promised to hear another's burden. I can't do that if she doesn't share. For just a little while, I will listen with the ears of Christ and bless as he would bless. Hello, my name is Terry Notine. I am so, so busy. I have kids and school and church and my TV shows and Facebook and a lot of other stuff I do. I can't take time to make a meal or make a friendly call, much less visit anybody. Are you kidding me? Visit somebody? Every minute is tied up with more important things. I just don't have the time to breathe these days. I can't imagine how I could possibly visit anyone or do service of any kind. I am so busy. I don't even have time for me. Hello, I'm Carter Care-A-Lot. I am so, so glad to be busy. Someday I will not be able to do so much. My health will suffer and I will depend on others to help meet my needs. Therefore, I will do all the work I can do today. I have a full-time job, but I know God needs me in other places. Last week, I taught a merit badge class for the Boy Scouts. I helped my daughter make refreshments for a father-daughter night. I helped a friend clean his yard, and I made bread for a neighbor. I don't really know him that well, but I wouldn't miss the chance, because Jesus said, "If you have done it unto one of the least of these, you have done it unto me." I tutor a high school student who cannot read. I'm so worried about his future. He says he wants to go to college, but the reading will stand in his way. It is the least I can do. Someone taught me how to read. I felt I needed to visit Brother Senior Citizen also. He needs a visit to make him feel loved. Someday I will be in his place. When I visit him, it lifts my spirit. I am so, so busy. I have learned the more I stretch my capacity, the more the Lord opens the doors and I feel his presence lifting me and making me stronger. I allow the Spirit to dictate when I say no to service. I have found that I can do so much more than I ever thought I could. I've learned to organize. If I just did what I thought I could do, I would never have felt the angels carry my burden. Yes, that has happened so many times. Hello, I'm Shelby Shywin. The Spirit asked me to visit someone I don't even know. She's Sister New in town. I told the Spirit I couldn't possibly do that. I don't know her. She might have snakes. I'm afraid of snakes. She might even have cats. I'm allergic to cats. She might even think I'm weird for coming over to visit. The Spirit said, take her a welcome basket. I can't do that. She would probably think I was a salesman or something. I hate salesmen too. I can't meet new people. It's just too difficult for me. Hello, I'm Sammy Self-Confident. I have not always been self-confident. I was like Shelby Shywin. I was afraid everyone was looking at me and thinking that I was not a very smart person. I was clumsy and I made lots of mistakes, but I prayed and the Lord taught me that if I would go out of my way to be friendly, it would work out. I tried, and guess what? I found that other people were feeling the same way I did. We shared our fears and we became friends. Now I try to make every stranger a friend. All it takes is a smile and a hello. They're always glad that I spoke first. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ, by the way. I learned that it is not all about me. It's about all of us in the brotherhood and sisterhood of Christ. Hello, I'm Connor Comfort Zone. You might as well know right now, I don't like change. When they hired the new minister, I nearly quit going to church. Pastor Longtimer was the only pastor I could talk to. He knew all of my problems, and he knew what I should do about it. This new pastor has a few things to learn. If he wants to change things, I won't do it. He just doesn't know how hard change is for me. Hello, I'm Bobby In and Out of the Box. Change isn't easy. You get comfortable. It feels good to know exactly how things are and what is expected of you. But I found over the years that being flexible is an opportunity to see the world through different eyes. It gives you a new perspective and an opportunity to make a new start. That's what being born again is all about. We walk in newness of life. You can't do that in a comfort zone. It certainly would be easier to be lulled to sleep if we didn't get shook up once in a while. Think about it. Changing church leaders is an opportunity to make new friends. You never abandon the old friends. You just widen your circle. Hello, I'm Patrick Pity Party. I don't like to complain. People haven't visited me, have not visited me since I moved into this church. They never come over, they never call. People seldom speak to me. I just don't feel a part of anything. I come to church, I sit in the back row in the corner. You'd think someone would come over and talk to me, but they never do. I don't like to come to the church because I just sit by myself. I don't think anyone cares about me. Hello, I'm Sonny Solve the Problem. People are awfully busy. Sometimes they don't take time to call me. I know they should, but I can't feel sorry for myself. I've learned that the phone rings both ways. If my friends haven't called me, I call them. I know they must be having trouble or they would have called. Ministering for Christ is so important. Every child of God needs a phone call or a visit now and then. If I hear that my brother or sister in Christ is sick, I go and I visit. So what if someone doesn't like me? Not everyone liked Jesus either. I used to sit in the back row in the corner and wait for someone to talk to me. But I don't like feeling lonely, so I speak to other people first. Who knows, they might be feeling lonely just like me. I especially reach out to those who seem shy. I've been there, and I will do all that I can to help someone feel wanted. That's what Christ would do. The difference between being foolish and wise, pretty easy to see in these characters. The foolish make excuses while the wise make a difference. Martin Luther said that faith is a living and bold trust in God's grace. so certain of God's favor that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, and bold in your relationship to God and all creatures. The Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. Because of it, you freely, willingly, and joyfully do good to everyone, serve everyone, suffer all kinds of things, love and praise. And you love and praise specifically the God who has shown you such grace. Thus, it is just impossible to separate faith and works as it is to separate heat and light from fire. Therefore, watch out for your own false ideas and guard against good-for-nothing gossips who think they're smart enough to define faith and works, but really are the greatest of fools. Ask God to work faith in you, or you will remain forever without faith, no matter what you wish, say, or can do. And I know that's a translation of Martin Luther's words, but it's on point. During the Reformation, during the time of the early church, and even today. As any time in our history, 2020 has brought changes for all of us, some good and welcome, and some that have been challenging and unwelcome. At some point, we may have been, or may in the future, be every one of these characters from our modern day story. We make good choices and decisions, then we move away from our faith. We make poor choices and decisions that affect not only us and those around us. I am the living epitome of a human being that struggles with heaven on Sunday, hell on Monday. I make the wrong choices. But regardless of that, we can be thankful that, unlike the foolish in our parable, we have a second chance to prepare for the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and his return. As a child of God, by no other means than God's powerful gift of grace and his mercy, we have been given a chance to make a difference. As a child of God, we need to keep the connection to Jesus' message alive, active, and not be distracted by the world around us. As a child of God, we should challenge each other to prepare ourselves and others for his return. Keep awake. Therefore, you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen.